Let's turn in the scriptures to God's Word and the Gospel of Mark as we hear chapter 1 and verse 29. We'll start there and we'll go through chapter 2 verse 12. So Mark chapter 1 verse 29 through chapter 2 verse 12. And beloved, hear now the Word of the Lord. And immediately after they came out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick with a fever, and immediately they spoke to Jesus about her. And he came to her and raised her up, taking her by the hand, and the fever left her, and she waited on them. When evening came, after the sun had set, they began bringing to him all who were ill and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city had gathered at the door, and he healed many who were ill with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he was not permitting the demons to speak because they knew who he was. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Simon and his companions searched for him. They found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." He said to them, "Let us go somewhere else to the towns nearby, so that I may preach there also, for that is what I came for." And he went into their synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. And a leper came to Jesus, beseeching him and falling on his knees before him, and saying, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I am willing. Be cleansed." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he sternly warned him and immediately sent him away. And he said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the news around to such an extent that Jesus could no longer publicly enter a city, but stayed out in unpopulated areas, and they were coming to him from everywhere. When he had come back to Capernaum, several days afterward it was heard that he was at home. And many were gathered together so that there was no longer room, not even near the door, and he was speaking the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Being unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. And Jesus, seeing their face, said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were reasoning that way within themselves, said to them, "Why are you reasoning about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and pick up your pallet and walk'? So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallets and go home." And he got up and immediately picked up the pallet and went out in the sight of everyone, so that they were all amazed and were glorifying God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." And that is the Word of God. Again, Mark is going fast through the Gospel, communicating it to us. Immediately Jesus did this, immediately Jesus did that. And immediately after Jesus' authority is shown and the unclean spirit, as what we heard last Lord's Day, is cast out, Jesus goes to Simon and Andrew's home. And we see more healing done by Jesus, these miracles performed to confirm, very important with the miracles, to confirm that he has been sent from God, that he is from God. And that's what the miracles show. And Simon's mother-in-law had a fever. Jesus raises her up. She's healed. And many were being brought to Jesus. They're healing. They're hearing about all of this. And Many were sick and possessed by demons. They came, even the whole city came. And they were being healed. And in verse 34, we see another interesting thing. He was not permitting the demons to speak because they knew who he was. You see, he has not only from God, it seems he is, and we'll see in the next chapter what we just read, that he is God. But here we see that kind of coming through, that he is God, because he was not permitting the demons to speak, because they knew who he was, Jesus, the Son of God. And then in the remaining verses of chapter 1, Jesus heals the leper. And then in chapter 2, and we see the amazing healing of a lame man, a paralytic. And before that happens, with the scribes sitting there, Jesus saw the faith of those who were carrying him, but also the paralytic's faith. And he says, Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, verse 5, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, the scribes are there, and remember, we just heard from Matthew's gospel about the scribes, and their charges against Jesus was that he blasphemed. That he claimed to be God. And that's what he's doing here. He's claiming to be God, and he forgives sins. Well, that is blasphemy to these scribes. Because only God can forgive sins. And here's Jesus forgiving sins. And Jesus, knowing their hearts, because they were saying things in their hearts, they're thinking among themselves, that he's blaspheming, he began questioning them as if, and they're thinking as if Jesus could not be God, but so that they would know that he is God, Jesus heals the man. He forgives his sins. And then he heals him. And what is amazing, verse 10, is that Jesus says, "But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," that he is God. And he calls himself what? He calls himself the Son of Man. And he recalls to them, the scribes would know especially, but all of them would know, that Jesus has just referred to himself as the one from Daniel, the Son of Man. And that Son of Man, everybody knows of the Jews, and the scribes especially, that the Son of Man is God himself. And so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he healed the paralytic. And all were amazed. And we're glorifying God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." And that's because, of course, Jesus is God. He is divine. And he is man. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful that you have given us, and you have sent your Son, who is not created, but is eternally begotten of you. We thank you that he is the eternal Son of God and Son of Man. And that you sent him, and that he here was healing many, showing himself to be from you, but not only that, showing himself to be God himself. One of the three persons of the Trinity, the Son. And we thank you that you have sent him for us, knowing as we think of our bodies that are struggling, and many, we do praise you of the healing that you have brought to many this past week who are sick and not feeling well. But we continue praying for those who are sick and struggling in their bodies. We think especially of Karen and Sharon and Dina and Lillian. Father, we pray that you would heal their bodies, strengthen them. As we see that you are the God who heals and are the healer. We call upon your name and you, Father, to do this great work of healing bodies. And again, we praise you that you are the God who heals and has healed our bodies. And Father, we come not only thinking of our physical bodies as this paralytic and his friends were thinking of his body, but we thank you that you're a God who also heals us spiritually. And you forgave this man his sins when his faith was shown. And Father, we know that by your effectual grace, as we heard this morning in Sabbath school, comes to us and our hearts are changed and we believe. At the same time, we have and see the need of our Savior by which we believe. Because of our sin, and we turn from our sin. And even now we seek, as we continue in sin, Father, we seek that You would forgive us of our sins. By the Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son. And so, Father, we plead His name that You would cause us to turn from our sins of not loving You, and as we'll hear in a few moments, are not loving our neighbor as ourselves, especially in marriage, as husbands and wives. And that word that we will hear would be a blessing to us, and You would grow us in grace in our marriages, and for some in our preparation for marriages. And so, Father, we ask that You would watch over us and care for us. We pray for our congregation that You would sanctify us, but You would also grow us. And that many here, all of us here, would go out from this place, this day, and in the following days to come, and we would go forth and we would proclaim the gospel to many, for that's why we are here, to be Your instruments, to tell people about the love of Jesus Christ, that though we are sinners, yet He died for our sins, that we would be saved from them and the wrath of God because of them, unto eternal life in Christ. And so, Father, make us bold in these things, with love for our neighbor, to tell them that many would be saved, and You would work Your effectual grace in those who hear, as You have done to us, Your people, here this morning. So, Father, we praise You, we thank You, and we ask that You would hear our prayers, because we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Your Son, the Son of God and Son of Man. Amen.